with ordinary jobs and ordinary lives and ordinary struggles and ordinary sins and ordinary problems and ordinary pain, called very much like the disciples were called, to follow Christ, to go on an adventure with him, to be the church. And it always starts with this great joy, doesn't it? We turn our lives over to Christ in this beautiful moment, and we just have this affinity and this joy for Christ. I want to live my life for him. I want to go on mission with him. I want to serve him. I love him with everything that I am. But then life has a way of creeping in, doesn't it? And before we know it, we feel like the disciples felt that day. Defeat, discouragement, depression, pain, sorrow, ensnared by sin. And in some ways, we can feel what the disciples felt that day, can't we? Just that defeat. But here's the thing. As the disciples were standing there, seeing everything that they had lived for take his last breath, as they stood there watching Jesus take his last breath, even as they felt the most defeated that they had ever felt, what they didn't realize is that God was actually making a way, a path to victory. The defeat that we face, the discouragement, the depression, the sin, the sickness, the pain, the hurt, I want you to know what those are. Those are not the truth. Those are lies from the pits of hell. And that day when Jesus hung on the cross and people were cheering, it was lies that hung him there. And today we don't have to hold on to those same lies. We don't have to hold on to the same things that have held us back for so long. There's truth to be found. Not truth in the struggle, not truth in the pain, not truth in the hurt, not truth in the sin. The truth is that day when Jesus was on the cross, victory came. People may not have seen it that way, but for us, as Christ hangs on the cross and takes his last breath, that's victory for us. All throughout Scripture, we hear about God's victory. Deuteronomy 24 talks about God giving us victory over our enemies. 2 Samuel 8:6, 8:14, 23:10, on and on, talks about God granting his people victory over their enemies. If you keep going through 2 Kings and 1 Chronicles, on and on, God says, I will grant them victory. A great victory will be theirs. I could read 70 different verses about the victory that God grants his people. But the most powerful one I find is the one we talked about only a couple of weeks ago from 1 Corinthians. It says, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is in the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. When Christ was on the cross that day and his body was broken and his blood was spilled, that was not death and that was not defeat. That was victory once and for all. So that every single one of us, every man, woman, and child who chose to believe in the name of Jesus Christ could have victory. I don't want us to walk out of here tonight in the shadow of death, in the shadow of darkness. We come and we remember Christ's body being broken. We remember the cross. We're quiet. We're reflective. We're somber. But understand what this day is. It's Good Friday. because it was the day that every one of us who call the name of Jesus Christ was granted victory. So tonight when you walk out of here, and tomorrow when the sun comes up, remember that. Don't feel broken, don't feel defeated. Don't be discouraged and depressed. No matter what this world says or does, because of the cross, we have victory. Jesus was nailed to the cross. He was beaten. His flesh torn. Crown of thorns in his head. His blood was spilled all over the ground. His body broken for us. And that's what we remember tonight. That's what we proclaim. That's what we praise. And so what I'm going to ask you to do in this time is we're just going to come together and take communion. On Good Friday, there's probably not a better day to take communion than. Because here we are, thinking of those disciples at the foot of the cross. But today is not about death. It's about victory, and it's about life. And so just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to just be quiet. And I'm just going to ask you to pray. And I'm just going to ask you to allow the Spirit to work in your heart. And take a couple of moments to remember. Take a couple of moments to be convicted. Take a couple of moments to ask for the forgiveness and the mercy of the Savior who was on the cross. And when you're ready, come up to the communion table. Take it back to your seat. Remembering that day, not in defeat, but in victory. So I'm going to pray, and then take a few moments to take communion. Father, today we imagine ourselves standing, kneeling at the foot of the cross. And Father, to think of it is painful. To think about what your Son Jesus endured. But Father, today, Father, don't place in our hearts defeat and discouragement, but Father, encourage. Father, bring light. Father, show us victory. And Father, in these moments, as we come to the communion table, Father, help us to remember your Son. Help us to vividly see the cross. And Father, convict our souls. As ugly as a picture is Good Friday, Father, it's truly the most beautiful picture ever painted. We thank you for that. I pray these things in Jesus' name.